Holy Spirit. We read the story of the Holy Spirit coming upon the apostles and them being given the gift of tongues where they can speak in all these different languages, and we are amazed. But we shouldn't be. God says that He can do all things, and He can do all things, even all the things that it takes for Him to give to us, to His people, the ability to do things that are beyond what we can expect, what is normal, what is everyday, what is earthly, what is possible to us as earthly people. Where is the Holy Spirit in our lives? Where is the Holy Spirit in our church? What miracles does God seek to do through us? What wonders does God seek to show through us? Where is that Spirit in our world today? Is it in your heart? Does it touch you? Does it transform you? Does it empower you to do things that you could not do without Him? It does me. I couldn't stand up here and do this without the Spirit. I might try standing up and talking to people, but nobody would show up after the second or third Sunday. It's got to be God. It's not what I have to say. It's what He has to say. It's His Word. It's His power. It's His will that we seek to do, to be a part of. We are all His disciples. We are all His followers. We are all His children. We are all His people. We are all part of His kingdom. And heirs to that kingdom, we are also heirs to that power. Can we step out on faith and do His will and do His work and be His people? I believe we can. I believe we will. Each of us in our own way. Not all of the disciples spoke the same language. Different ones were called on to speak to people from different countries. And I think it's pretty much the power of the Spirit that I managed to pronounce all of those without falling over my tongue, you know? I mean, wondrous works of God are all around us. I'm honored in that in the work I do, I get to see people transformed by the Spirit sometimes. I've seen young men on mission trips changed. I've seen miraculous things happen when groups of people prayed over people who were dying, and they came back at least long enough to say goodbye. I've seen flowers sprouting through concrete. I've seen flowers sprouting through snow and ice. The power that those living things have to overcome adversity is part of God's power, part of God's miraculous world that He has given us. And I am repeatedly amazed at the wonders of that world. Do you feel God when you're out in nature? Do you feel God when you see a flower or a new child being born into the world or the changes of the seasons or the beauty of what He has created? Sometimes we do. Sometimes we see God working through us and through other people to change people's lives, that people can be lost, mired in their sin, mired in their addictions, mired in their selfishness, mired in their things that have trapped them in this world into miserable lives. And then someone comes along and shares with them the Holy Spirit, and they are lifted up and transformed. Their lives are changed. They are able to overcome. They are able to be transformed. I had someone here a couple of weeks ago come to me, and they wanted to go to the bank and get a bank account in their name, but they had a bad banking history from years before when they were not in church, when they were not living right. They didn't know what to do. And I said, pray. And then go and be honest. tell the people at the bank what your history is, what they can expect to see when they pull your name up, what's going to happen, and ask them nicely if they would please. And maybe they'll say no, but maybe they'll say yes. And that person went in to the bank, sat down, filled out the form, sat down with the bank officer and said, here's the deal. I have a bad banking history. I'm trying to get my life back in order. I'm trying to live a clean and sober life. I'm back in the church. I need your help. I know that when you pull up the records, it's going to say, do not give this person a bank account. Big red letters flashing, you know, like the computers do. But if there's any way you can help me, I'd appreciate it. And sure enough, the bank officer pulled up the record and, you know, it had the records and it did not recommend them. And the bank officer told this person, if you had not come to me and been honest, I would not have given you a chance to have a bank account. But because you did, I'm going to take a chance on you. I'm going to bypass this and give you an account anyway. I'm putting my trust in your salvation. I'm putting my trust in your having been forgiven. I'm putting my trust in your having been honest with me. If you hadn't been honest with me, there's no way I would do this. But because you came in and you told me right up front about your history, I'll give you a chance. Is that God? I think that's God. Giving someone another chance is godly. Giving someone another opportunity is forgiveness. Sometimes we have to stop because people are not doing right and hold them accountable. But then when we see people change, when we see people go the right way, when we see people doing better, we should give them the opportunity to be forgiven, just as we have been forgiven. We look forward to that heavenly kingdom. But Jesus says that the kingdom is nearby, has come close to you. It's our job to make this world more like that world. To look for the divine, to look for the powerful, to look for the wondrous, to look for the miraculous in our lives, in our world, in our church. To find those, to focus on those, to hold those things up, and to make them part of our lives and other people's lives, so that we can learn what it is to be part of that heavenly kingdom that we seek. I believe that each of us can be touched by that Spirit, that transforming power that came to those disciples like tongues of fire. And while we may not be called on to speak in other languages, we can be called on to do His work and do His will. In Jesus' name.